Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape.
From the heart of anywhere except Xbox Live, this is Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host with you tonight. It's a special night. Tonight is probably, if you've been depressed, if you've been down in life, if you don't have a direction, if you've lost all your money, if you're sick, tonight is going to heal you. We're going to give you all the money. We're going to fix everything that's wrong with your life. With me tonight to do that, it's going to be a glorious hour of worship, is Pastor Jesse Kimball.
Yeah, I actually, technically, that. I do have the title of Reverend with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Son of a bitch. Also with us tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang, fresh in her, congratulations to Lindsay. She was accepted into Xavier's school for the busty. All right.
You had Lindsay really excited and then really upset.
I noticed.
She's gonna turn you blue now. That's her power.
No, apparently my power today is just to drop everything that I touch.
Okay, that was great. Also with us tonight, Shelby Jackson.
Hello.
And eating some sandwiches, Kaz.
Sandwich.
Wow, that is so funny. That was like a solid tense.
Sandwich. Pause.
Kaz, what can you do?
Kaz is buffering.
Just turn off OBS and then run just straight webcam to Discord. Kaz, I bet you anything that fixes it.
Kaz, can you make the sandwich talk?
Mm-mm. Ain't no OBS running. This is direct into Discord.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You had the OBS window a minute ago, unless you changed it.
No. I turned it off. Yep.
Oh,
we Discord. Don't.
He's just buffering.
I don't think it's Discord in this case because none of us have that issue.
Yeah, no, because my thought was that it was a transcoding issue.
I'm gonna say
he was running OBS and it was like sending the video that way.
I feel like he's.
I'm gonna say it's because I'm 2,200 miles away. That's what I'm gonna go with.
Sure. Why not? We'll just do that.
It's the internet of 2001.
We'll do that. Starting the show off tonight, we'll start off hot. We're going to start with the motherfucker of the week, Jesse.
Oh, boy, do we have a real motherfucker this week.
We do, but I want to give a special shout. Well, probably like six. I want to give a special shout out real quick. This can't be motherfucker of the week because it's not a person. But I do want to send a special shout out to Xbox Live for making sure that we couldn't play Call of Duty before the show tonight. Thank you, and hopefully you'll continue to stop us from playing tonight when the show's over, because Call of Duty Season 2 just dropped on Black Ops Cold War. None of us want to play it. Thank you. I get to spend more time with my fucking family. I'm going to drive up to the cemetery today. Bring the Ouija board, kids, and let's reach out and touch somebody. Oh, what?
I would also like to play Call of Duty tonight.
Oh. It's not Ted Cruz, Derek. Xbox Live gets a special because we all want to play Call of Duty. We want to play the new zombies mode. It looks like a fun time. Don't look at her. You look at me when I'm talking about Xbox Live. Sorry, Jesse. I just glanced over and saw you. My apologies. We all want to play the new zombies mode and we can't. So yeah, here we are instead. Let's go down the list. The extra motherfucker of the week is whoever shot Michaela's dog.
Poisoned.
No, the shot is the other person. Sorry.
Apparently, it was it was Michaela's cousin's dog, and it was the neighbor.
Oh, she knows who did it. Okay. Ooh, I don't know if I want to say that out loud. Then.
Too late. Mm.
Yep. Already said it.
All right. Well, fuck
them. I mean, nobody knows. She has at least two neighbors.
Probably. Going down the list.
That depends on your definition of neighbor, because you could have like across the street neighbors and like diagonal neighbors.
Yeah, some people just call it like the entire street or all neighbors. Yeah.
That's too many
neighbors, yeah. We also want to make a special mention to the... Hey, Kevin, did you hear about this? Lady Gaga. You guys heard about what happened to Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That's cold. Oh, you don't know? Oh.
Yeah, it was cold blood.
So,
tell for the people that don't know.
her dog walker was, she was doing a concert somewhere, and her dog walker was out walking three of her dogs, and two dudes jumped out of a car and shot him, shot one of her dogs, and then stole the other two. Yeah, so the dog survived, thank God. The guy survived, thank God. And actually, what's funny is all the original reports that I saw, it only talked about the dog being okay. It didn't say anything about the guy. In fact, the guy was an afterthought. They only cared about Gaga's dogs. But thankfully,
no one cares about the humans.
No, humans suck. That's why. Why
are you not an animal at all? No,
I fucking hate people.
I agree with that one. But dogs, animals are awesome. But the guy's okay. The dog's okay. However, the other two dogs are still missing, and she's offered $500,000 to whoever took them. No questions asked. Just give me my dogs back. And
the heads of the people that did it.
I hope so. I hope so.
That would be my amendment. It's $500,000 for the dogs and the heads
of whoever did it.
The body. That's voluntary.
Well, she's probably sticking with the no question asked and hoping that the assholes come back that took the dogs themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we did at GameStop whenever Lindsay got all our DSs and games stolen. I was hoping that whoever stole them was going to bring them into me at GameStop. That would have been just the best justice, but unfortunately did not happen.
What if it turns out to be Christopher Walken?
That stole her dogs?
Have you not seen Seven Psychopaths?
I must have missed that one.
Oh, okay. Did Christopher Walken movie. Yeah, he was a dog. They were dog thieves.
Oh, I think someone stole my mom and dad's dog when I was younger. We had a Chihuahua, and they said they saw somebody get out of a car and snatch him and leave. But I was like, it's a Chihuahua. Who wants that? Anyway. So fuck those.
Chihuahuas are pretty cool.
I love Chihuahuas, but not exactly like no one's really dying to get a fucking Chihuahua. But that still sucks.
Oh, wait. Did you see what Michaela just said in the post here?
No, I'm
literally called the cops and the cops told them that it's not illegal to poison a dog. Which is false, because that is definitely animal cruelty, and that's a fucking felony.
Yeah.
That is a felony.
The only thing I can think of is that whoever told you that is related to the person that did it, and they didn't want to get him in trouble. But
probably my guess is like they didn't have proof for it.
Mm.
Because like that kind of thing is kind of hard to prove in general. But
Jesse, before we get to the official motherfucker of the week, we have a sponsor this week for the show.
No, we don't. Why are you lying?
We do. Tonight's show is brought to you by the exciting novel Alexander, the Forging of the Warrior President. You can get it on Amazon.com. Just to give you a quick outline of the story, Alexander was conceived during the Fifth World War and the world people were warring, which leads to a fight for survival. If that opening statement doesn't hook you, I don't know what does. It's written by apparently an author that lived in Perryville. He has a rough grasp of the English language, and that I think he is American, so that's kind of sad. But again, Alexander, the Forging of a Warrior President, find it on Amazon. Trust me, you want to find this on Amazon. You want to read the description.
We are not responsible if you get a migraine from trying to read the description.
I cannot. Godzilla
had a stroke and died trying to read it.
I don't have time to read the whole thing to you, but trust me. Go to Amazon and look up Alexander, the war fucking president or whatever it was. It's well worth the price of admission, I promise. Now, the actual motherfucker of the week, Jesse, who is it? You know who it is. You say it. You say words.
Do I? Who is it?
It's Azalea Banks.
Oh, I actually haven't heard about this.
Oh, really?
I've been on vacation for the last 2 weeks, so I am almost entirely disconnected from the news.
I was going to say, Cass, can you give me a picture of Azalea Banks? But,
I'm assuming it's one of the pictures you put on the preview of, hey, we're going to be live at such and such time.
Yes, Azalea Banks is a rapper who has courted controversy in the past by, Jesse, you'll appreciate this. And I know our good Irish friend Tanner Calvert out there will appreciate this. She said that Irish people were inbred and they don't speak English, and made fun of the famine, said that, don't you have a famine to go die in? It was a long story. Yeah, she's also used some pretty homophobic terms, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this week, she got engaged. Congratulations. Azalea Banks got engaged. But she got engaged, and yes, Derek, you do. In fact, I'm booking Derek Boxdoor for right now for tomorrow's Horse Time. I'm going to need you to read it. Stay tuned to tomorrow's Horse Time. She's a rapper. She got engaged, and the person that she's marrying is Jewish. So she posted a picture of her with the ring on, And she said in the picture, I said, yes, I'm Jewish now. Mazel tov, bitches. Which.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Actually, I'm not saying the full thing. She actually said altogether, I just got engaged, cunts. I'm crying. I'm Jewish now. Mazel tov, bitches. We in here. Yer. Someone.
Did she just stop functioning partway through?
I think it's he's trying to emphasize that, that it's likely spelled you are.
It's Y-E-R-R-R-R-R-R.
Oh.
Yer.
That's much worse than I thought it was going to be.
That's a thing.
Someone pointed out to her that it doesn't work like that, to which, let me pull this over here so I stop looking straight across from me and I can still look relatively forward. She replied to him saying, well, I try to tell the trans girls that getting castrated doesn't automatically make them a female, but if society could do mental gymnastics to lie and tell them that an eggless person who still produces semen is a woman and let them rock, you're all going to have to bend the rules to accept this newly black Jewish coochie. I'm Jewish now. You can't stop me.
I mean, she can become Jewish, but it's not just, oh, hey, I'm...
Yeah, you don't get to just say, like, I am Jewish now.
Well, someone pointed that out to her. They're like, you actually have to become Jewish and accept, Judaism. You don't Her reply, when someone called her out on this, was, because why can you chop your cock and say you're a girl, but I can't catch the Jewish nut and be Jewish? Stop trying to exclude black people from everything.
That's not what it's about at all.
She also referred to...
Well, she would have got that race card like a pro.
She also referred to trans women as just hot gay boys with beat faces and plastic surgery. And they're just gay boys on hormones using male aggression to force their way into women's spaces.
Oh,
what the fuck? Yeah, no. Fuck this bitch.
So, like...
What a motherfucker.
Here's my problem with this. Like, not only is she... Yeah, there she is right there. And there's the tweet there. My problem with this is that, like... You know, they always talk about cancel culture. And Gina Carano just got fired for what she said. I don't understand why there's no outrage over this. Other than a couple places saying, like, oh, some... You know, you went too far. This isn't the first thing she said. She's made fun of women. She's made fun of the Irish. She's made fun of gay people. She's made fun of trans people. And, like, I get she's a low-tier celebrity. Like, most people don't even know who the...
on low-tier.
Yeah, because most people don't even know who Azalea Banks is.
I had no idea
is.
Who the fuck she was before this.
Right. But, like...
I only know her from the song 212. That's it.
That's how they...
212?
That's how they referenced her in the article, was the singer of 212. So, yeah, you're not the only one.
So low tier. She's so low tier that her Twitter has no check mark.
Ooh.
Damn, that's cold. But she still...
Yeah, so I mean, like, you really can't cancel a nobody.
Oh, exactly. I think you, like, could. I think you could if you tried hard enough.
If this is the most publicity that she's gotten, like, out of her entire career, is this?
It's not.
Then I think she's already been canceled.
It's not. She also attended a party with Russell Crowe once. Hear me out. She went to a Russell Crowe party as the guest of the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, and she ended up saying, accusing Russell Crowe of choking her, spitting on her, and calling her the N-word, which he didn't do. Yeah, she's a mess. She's an awful, awful person. And I don't understand why more people aren't bringing this up, because I'm not trying to play the race card either. I'm not saying, oh, because she's black, they're not saying anything. No, I don't understand why they're not saying anything. Like, this, if this doesn't equal fuck this person, I don't know what does. Like, we know that white country fucker, what's his name? Morgan Wallen, I think is his name. The one that got caught saying the N-word on video. He's apparently canceled in the sense that they're not playing his music on the radio stations anymore. However, if you have any doubt that America is still not a racist ass country, his album sales have skyrocketed since this happened. He has sold so many albums since
that's how it works in this country.
They got to support one of their own.
That's how it works here, is hatred is on sale.
So I guess a question I would have, and I'll pose to you guys, is, Morgan Wallen got caught saying the N-word once, and the backlash was immediate and intense. Azalea Banks, forget the fact that she's black, let's just, as a person, by herself, just as a celebrity, has a history of saying terrible things. I don't understand where the why is there no outrage over her and other people who also say stupid, hateful things, most of them on Fox News. But we'll stick with Azalea Banks specifically. Is it because she's so low tier? Like, no one gives a shit about her, so fuck her?
I never heard of her until you brought this up.
Yeah, same. Like, I found out about her at this episode of Podzilla 1985.
This is another case.
This is a nobody that's trying to ride hatred, American, like, tendency for hatred into PR glory.
This is another case where it's just me and Shelby. Just like with Chris Chan. Just me and you. Yeah. Anywho, moving on to the next.
Anywho.
She acts just like, she kind of acts like Cardi B. Yeah, kind of. Like, she's like a broke-ass Cardi B.
Maybe that's why no one really wants to cancel her, is because they're just used to her saying stupid stuff all the time. They're like, this is normal. It's average.
I have to disagree with Jonathan in the chat. He said, it's bullcrap that he's catching this much crap, and all these rappers say it all the time, and they don't catch any. Whether you agree with it or not, there's a difference between an African-American person saying that word and a white country artist saying that word. I'm not going to get into that debate. That is a whole show we could do on that, and we might do that at some point, but there is a difference in that. Just like I'm sure there's a difference with Jewish people claiming to be Jewish versus people who aren't Jewish saying it. You know, there's a difference. There's definitely a difference.
But don't they got to catch that shit?
I wonder. All right, hear me out.
As Azalea says.
Hear me out. If this is true, and you can change... you could change your nationality or whatever via catching that nut. And Tanner recently became Irish. Think about it.
Shannon, where were you the night of?
Not jizzing on Tanner. That's for sure. I don't even want to think about it. And now I'm thinking about it.
You're welcome.
Really quick, I want to make mention of this since I'm moving through these articles quickly because we want to get to the Funko thing because you guys owe us some answers. I want to mention really quick about Facebook because I said we were going to talk about this. I said today that I will no longer be posting on Facebook unless it is a promotional thing for the show or CCW or Gaming Grounds. I will no longer post anything. And I'm sticking to that. And this is not a joke. It's not like I'm not going to come back in a week or two. Like, I'm seriously done posting on Facebook. And it's not because I am being dramatic or that like something happened in my life where I'm depressed and I don't want to post anymore. I'm actually like taking a semi stance against Facebook for their stupid bullshit terms. But also at the same time, I legitimately don't want to risk getting my account banned. And losing access.
Make your Oculus Quest a paperweight?
Yeah, it makes the Oculus a paperweight. And, you know, I have all these sites that I post for. That's my job that I can't afford to lose access to. So what happened is I posted a message on Facebook that was dramatic, saying that I was tired of Fairweather friends and people who... it's one of the rules that I had a couple weeks ago. If people don't make time for you, don't make time for them. And there are certain people that I know and some that I care about very much that you guys probably have these same people in your lives where you say something to them or they say something to you, you reply to them, and 2 weeks later, they finally get back to you, or you say something else to them and then they finally respond to you. They either leave you on read or they don't look at your messages at all. And you think to yourself, okay, I get people are busy. I get that. But I'm busy and I still take time out of the day to fucking reply to somebody when they message me. It's not that hard to just reply to someone when they say something to you. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, people, have some fucking courtesy. When someone talks to you, fucking reply.
But I have a bad habit. Asa and I have talked about this before because he and I do something kind of similar where I'll see that I have a message from someone. I'm like, oh, yes, I will respond to that in just a minute. Then, days go by, seasons come and go, empires rise and fall, and then I remember, oh shit,
yeah,
I was supposed to respond to this person.
The funny thing about it is, after I posted that message, you wouldn't believe how many people messaged me. Some of them were the people I was talking about. They were like, hey, I saw your message, you okay? And I thought...
And then they're like, oh, also, to respond to this other thing,
also, yeah, I'm really excited that Biden won too. You know,
I cool. Forgot to hit send, man. It's been sitting there. I just never.
So I posted that, and Ethan, who's on the show, who we all love dearly, replied to it and said he put up a little anime gif that said sorry. And of course, I wasn't talking about Ethan at all because Ethan is one of my favorite people. So I, in my own Shannon way, as you all expect at this point, replied to him and said, I will murder you. Sarcasm. It's sarcasm.
Did you do the /S?
I forgot the /S.
You gotta let them know. In this world, sarcasm.
So Facebook.
It's hard to pick up a text. You gotta make sure it's clear.
Well, I didn't think
inflections and all of that.
So I already got struck once by Facebook whenever I was on the KFES 12 page, and some dude was, I mentioned this before, he was posting about how they went down, I forget where it was, but there were MAGA protesters and Blue Lives Matter people that were smashing Black Lives Matter signs, and they were desecrating all these different things for Black Lives Matter. And he said this was revenge for those people burning down our cities. And I rightfully called the dude out and called him trash. Well, Facebook was like, well, no, you're bullying somebody. And like Jesse mentioned on Facebook, they didn't do anything to him. They didn't care that he said what he said because I targeted him specifically, I guess. They decided to put me in Facebook jail. Well,
yeah, they do not care about hate speech as long as it's not explicitly directed to another user.
And I guess they thought I was literally threatening to kill Ethan because it is an automatic system set up. Robots who don't understand context and they don't understand comedy or humor in any way. And I got banned for 24 hours. So,
and it's also pictures too, because I posted a picture of a very fine gentleman punching a Nazi in his fucking face, and I got banned for 24 hours too, which was confusing to me because I thought everybody wouldn't mind punching a Nazi in the face. As far as I remember, there's many grandfathers and grandparents that we all have that shot Nazis in the face, and I thought we celebrated such things because fuck Nazis.
I mean, look at Captain America.
You see, you got these people that just take that whole like freedom of speech thing like to an absolute fault that protects them from everything and all consequences. And those people get really upset when a Nazi that's out there just spouting shit gets punched in the face.
Look, the irony is that I seen a meme recently. Was that actually quite accurate? Is everybody thinks that everybody sees America as the Superman when it's actually Homelander.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying that I even agreed with punching a dude in the face because I didn't agree with what he said. I kind of had a problem with that. Not because I support Nazis in any way. I just think just straight up punching someone because you disagree with them, to an extent. Nazi is a fine line because now you're just spouting hateful nonsense.
Disagree is a very soft word for a Nazi.
Because I always kind of thought, like, in general, I agree with you. Like, if somebody's out there just saying, like, I hate the Colts. We'll go with that. Like, if somebody's out there like, the Colts are fucking trash, I hate the fucking Colts, I'm not going to punch that guy in the face.
No.
But
no.
If a guy up there is preaching, like, genocide to an entire group of people because I disagree with what they think, that guy should probably get punched in the face.
But I don't think
words matter.
But this particular guy wasn't actually preaching genocide. No, I'm not going to do this because it's going to sound like I'm fucking defending the guy, and I fucking hate that guy. So
this is the direction that this is the heel you're going to die on. Huh?
But also, hey, I take stands when I take stands. I believe what I believe. I don't think it's right to punch someone in the face because you would disagree with what they say. But it's hard for me to say that when I also would have punched the dude in the face. Like, I'm torn between, like, what I believe is right versus what is legally right, I guess. I don't know. It's a battle.
You can't make it a black and white situation.
It's gray.
In general, I agree you should not punch someone in the face for disagreeing with you. I agree with you. But there are lines, like, it's not a black and white situation. Like, Nazi gets punched in the face. If you walk up to me and say, I am a Nazi, I might punch you in the face. And I won't feel fair. I agree.
Fair. Because, if given the chance, I would have knocked Fred Phelps on his fucking old bony ass the moment I saw him at a funeral. So I can't, I can't say too much.
Westboro, dude?
That's Westboro. Yeah.
Okay. On that note, all right. Westboro does not necessarily propagate, nor did they instigate genocide, murder, or cooking, like burning people to death. But you would punch him. Why not the Nazi?
No, Shannon said he would punch the Nazi.
I said I would punch a Nazi. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad. All right.
Yeah, no,
that's he doesn't fight to punch the Nazi.
I still would have done it.
Probably punch the Nazi.
Right, right. And like, if you want to get technical with it, what Fred Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church did wasn't illegal. They went and they protested soldiers' funerals, holding up signs that said "God hates fags." And sorry for the language, but that's what it said. And they got away with that.
They had the URL.
Jesus Christ. And I would have punched his old ass too. But the point is, to bring it back to where we started, Facebook fucked with me. So fuck Facebook. I'm not, Facebook is not the hill I'm going to die on. You guys know me. I post way too much about social rights issues, about politics, and more than once I ruffle some feathers. So what would it take for someone that disagrees with what I say to get pissed enough at me finally to report me or say I'm bullying them or they feel threatened or whatever, and then what happens to me? So I'm not going to do it. So I am officially off of Facebook minus posting these videos and promotional stuff for the various organizations that I work with. So that's a great picture, by the way. So that's that. And where will I go from here? I think I'm going to reactivate my Twitter. You can find me over at Twitter again, because Twitter doesn't ever get me in trouble. They just message me and go,
"You just want to know that you're okay."
Yeah. They're like, "You doing okay?" Yeah. Derek Boxdorfer sent us something and we're worried about you. Fucking Derek. Anyway, moving on. What was the other things we were going to talk about? I had a whole list of them. Oh, Britney Spears. Maybe I'll save this for horse time, because I know Hunter wanted to get onto this conversation too. So I'll tease it here. Jesus Christ. Tomorrow on horse time, one of the things we're going to talk about, because I think we've only got like 30 minutes left in this show already. I don't know how the time flies so quickly. Oh, dear God, what did I just do?
You were so right. Are you being abducted? He's being abducted.
Literally,
Tanner, no.
He just slowly starts standing.
Literally, all I did was move my mouse. What the hell?
His hair's about to start going up like this, like I do from Ancient Aliens.
Oh.
He's about to get probed.
Talk amongst yourselves. I got to fix this.
Every season, he gets closer and closer.
All right, Shannon, this is for you.
Shannon has. I'll be back. Yeah, but Kaz, you can't leave. Oh, Shannon, you're fixed.
Well, sort of. Yeah. Except now you're too dark. But now my color's all off.
And now he's being abducted again. Or it's the poltergeist. Shannon's about to get pulled into the TV screen.
Oh.
It's Pulp Fiction, and he's opened the chest.
I hate my
actually,
life.
It's still a green screen, and he's actually streaming from the middle of the street right now. He's about to get hit by a car.
There. Yeah, these are cars passing by.
How does this look? Does this look good?
It's really after dark.
Oh, that actually was terrifying there for a second on my screen.
Oh, hold on. I got you. Give me a second. There we go.
Like, honestly, it almost looks like it's one of those videos where, like, you look really close and then, like, the ghoul zombie thing pops out at you.
Okay, watch this. Watch this. Watch the screen. You ready? You ready?
Here he comes.
I'm waiting on.
Oh, look at those
teeth. Oh, I see the teeth. Okay. But that's honestly not as bad as it was, like, when it was, like, a shade brighter than that. Like, it almost looked like, I don't know, like, old Greg I'm not sure. It was weird.
It was like one of those YouTube horrors where everything's in that mostly dark.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell what's going on. Oh my God, they're right there.
I guess I'm just going to have to illuminate like the fucking sun for the rest of the show.
What's wrong with like the three shades down? Like a shade up from the... There you go. What's wrong with that?
It's better.
Well, look how pink I am now, though. Jesus, my face looks all blotchy. I look like I'm sick.
Here. I'll give you some more yellow.
Oh, actually, that looks really good.
Soak it up.
Soak in the yellow.
No, Lindsay, put up the monster. We'll balance out the blue with the... Oh, there we go.
There, I put a white window in front of you guys, so that way I've got a little bit of color. No, this looks terrible. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's very strange. I do not know what has happened to you.
Anyway, tomorrow on out on Horse Time, we're going to talk about Britney Spears. We're going to talk about the documentary Framing Britney Spears that that she did, probably. I don't know. My point is that there is a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, what happened to all these things that happened to Britney are terrible. They're shaming David Letterman for like the interviews he's done in the past with celebrities. And my stance on it is that like none of this happened recently. This happened years ago. Where the fuck was everybody 10 years ago, 7 years ago? Why weren't you like upset about it then? It was fun. It was cool to make fun of it then. It's like that thing where people are like, oh, you can't make fun of gay people now. It was okay to make fun of gay people in the 80s and the 90s. It was never cool to make fun of gay people. Right. Just like it was never cool to slut shame Britney. It was never cool to slut shame anybody.
It was socially acceptable doesn't necessarily mean it was cool.
I don't even know if I'd say it was socially acceptable. Well, it was accepted.
It was absolutely socially acceptable.
All right, I'm going to turn my cam off and come back. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay. And so is this documentary talking about the fact that Britney was, okay, I say fact, the conspiracy theory about Britney being replaced by like another person or some shit?
No, this documentary is about the sexualization and traumatization of Britney Spears from a young age and how it pretty much destroyed her life and how people like Justin Timberlake used his sex life with Britney after they broke up to make himself a bigger name. It's targeting all the people that basically exploited Britney Spears for personal gain and how we all laughed at it. And we made fun of her when she shaved her head when she had her mental breakdown. It's about how people basically ruined her life and laughed about it. And now they're exposing that in the wake of her trying to get away from her dad, you know, the conservative,
Oh, and he got out.
Yep.
Did I cut out? Yep.
He got too invested in that.
I got too angry. But the point is, it's a really good documentary about Britney Spears. And a lot of people are getting upset now because they want to know why David Letterman was so awful to Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton and why now everyone's calling it out and like, that's unacceptable. It was unacceptable then. Let me get my camera back on. If I'm going to be dramatic, I need to be dramatic.
You got a note. Wait, hold on. It should also be pointed out that only certain people are being called out.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people that haven't been called out.
There is a certain ideology. There is a certain political ideology side of the world that is not calling or that is like projecting and not being called out on it. People, Rush Limbaugh's, that are being defended by half the fucking population while the other population circle shoots themselves.
And the thing that upsets me the most, and I'm sorry for my blotchy face at this point, but we're going to go with it, I guess, for the rest of the fucking show, is a lot of people are saying they're all upset because of this now. But to me, it's just like Amy Winehouse. Like now people look back at Amy Winehouse and go, oh man, what a tragedy. If only something could be done. But when people literally saw Amy Winehouse on drugs and they saw her dying, she got super skinny, she was clearly unhealthy, instead of helping, they just exploited it and they put her on magazines and they made fun of it on the late night shows. And like, I was pissed off about it then, I'm still pissed off about it, because she literally died and people didn't even blink an eye about it. They just like, oh well, that's sad, when they were contributing to her dying. And they pulled the same shit with Britney. And like, I just wish people were upset about things in the moment and not 10, 15 years after it happened. And I know people grow and we learn and we figure things out and we become different people, because I became a different person in the past couple of years. I'm not like I used to be. But even then, I thought that shit was wrong. And I don't know. It just upsets me. We'll talk about it more tomorrow.
I do feel like a lot of people think that kind of shit is wrong. Because I remember seeing all that and not thinking like, yeah, I wasn't laughing. I always thought like, wow, that's really sad. Like the whole time. And I think a lot of people did that too. It was just like the media knew that they could sell that shit. So like magazines and everything were posting it because like, yeah, that's how you sell stuff. And people just want to know about celebrities.
And they still do. There's a reason that we're so obsessed with like Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian. People who like, yeah, sometimes, I mean, they put themselves out there, but at the same time, they're still human beings. I remember arguing with someone years ago, someone that used to be on the show, I'm not going to name names, who hated the Kardashians and talked about how terrible they were and they're awful people. And I pointed out to this person, like, this is how much they've donated to charity. This is how much they've given of their life to helping other people. What have you done before you call them trash, before you call them terrible people? It just, goddamn, like, people are people. And I think we should fucking treat them like that. Sam, the documentary, I believe...
It's called Convenient Rage.
The documentary is on Hulu, I believe. Yeah. I haven't watched it myself. I want to. It's on my list, but I hear it's really, really good, and it's causing a lot of dialogue that we should have had a long time ago. Okay, last thing, real quick, and then we're going to get to the Funko thing. Joe Biden. I'm upset with Joe Biden. Are you guys upset with Joe Biden yet?
No.
So they're proposing...
What, like 36 days?
Well, the newest thing is, and it doesn't affect any of us here, I don't think, but he was at a town hall on CNN, and they brought up the fact that his administration or people, you know, in Congress, Senate, whatever, are wanting to do a $10,000 forgiveness on student loans. And the person...
Came on.
Well, hear me out, though, because this person got up and asked Joe Biden the $10,000 that Joe Biden didn't want to do, his people want to do. She said, that's not enough. We really need something more along the lines of $50,000. And she asked, what will you do to help make that happen? And Joe Biden looked at her and said, I will not make that happen. That will not happen. He flat out said he's not going to help with the student loan thing. Not only that, but also we are now how many days since Joe Biden took the presidency? How many days since Democrats control Congress and the Senate? Where's the where's the COVID relief bill? Where is the payments to people? Where
the problem is?
As Joe Manchin.
Yeah, the problem is the Republicans have already said straight up, we're going to filibuster this bill.
Yeah, so and the Democrats don't have the votes to get rid of the filibuster because they won't get out of their own fucking way. So, it's the same they always do. Democrats are always their own worst fucking enemy because they never know how to grow, find, adopt, or steal a fucking spine.
Well,
they can eliminate the filibuster. And really, that's what needs to be done, because filibustering now is such a fucking joke.
But they've already said they won't do that.
The filibuster alone, if you look at records and reports on how bills got passed and how many bills would get passed with different Congresses, up to the point of when the filibuster was, they're actually fairly effective. Obviously slow burning, as any Congress should be, because that's how government should work, is slow. But the moment the filibuster came in, you saw a marked drop in everything that happened, and it's been a fucking slow rolling molasses ever since, and America has been ineffective ever since, and we've been, in results of this shit, a failing and falling country ever since. Yeah, we had a good 30 or 40 fucking years, but because World War II, everybody else, we just built our foundation on the ashes of the world.
Yeah, and now with the filibusters, since you don't actually have to sit there and, like, you know, actually filibuster, like, you just have to say, like, yeah, no, that's what's happening, we're filibustering this, you now have to have a two-thirds majority to pass anything, which is why the Republicans couldn't get anything done either. So, like, it's worked both ways, which is great, but it's taking longer, because there are ways to subvert it. They have to go through and get it submitted as a different kind of bill, and then they can avoid the filibuster entirely. But that's what's taking time on it.
Do you remember when...
It's circled... Go ahead.
I was going to say, just when Biden won and we didn't win shit. The Democrats won. The Democrats won the House and the Senate. We all thought, okay, well, now we can get shit done, finally. And we still can't. Still can't.
Yep. Hold yourself when you thought that. I didn't think we were going to get things done. I just thought we could stop bullshit from happening. Like, yes. It was brakes, not gas. Like...
Also,
anybody who thought voting. Sorry,
one at a time.
I say we could recover as a nation a little bit, but right. Yeah, no, I didn't think that necessarily like a bunch of like sweeping changes were going to happen. I was talking about it
for Democrats thinking that was going to happen.
But yeah, like we could at least stop some of the bullshit, and there are things that will get done now, which is great. And as far as the student loan stuff, like, that's not surprising to me in the slightest. Biden has always been more of a centrist than anything else. And he's...
So was Obama, too.
Yeah, well, Obama was definitely more left-leaning than Biden, but not...
Yeah, but calling either one of them, like, liberal would be a stretch.
Well, I would have called Obama a liberal.
I think,
but I will say this: it needs to be said too. It's not necessarily a matter of nothing being done, because it's not nothing. Like, ever since this has occurred, we've gotten more transparency and awareness on the vaccinations and whether they haven't or have been done, as well as the stoppage on where bullshit billions of dollars being invested into a goddamn fence on the border and a number of other like financial pits that money was just being burned into, as far as like legal, that like rights and all that stuff. Yeah, that stuff's pretty much fucked right now, but we did stop a lot of things.
Well, they did pass today the was it the Equality Act? They passed through the House, but it's gonna have a harder time getting through the Senate. And basically what this is it stops people from not hiring people based on their, you know, gender identity or sexual orientation, stuff like that. And what's sad is that in 2021, they were talking about how this might actually have trouble passing because there are still people who don't think that it's not okay to not hire people because they're gay or not hire people because they're trans. Like, it's absolutely fucking ridiculous that it's 2021 and we're still thinking this, man.
There are politicians that still think people of color are not human.
It's true. Yeah. I'll stop. I said it before, I'll say it again. Politicians are just, both sides are garbage people. That's why we hold them accountable. Or at least we try to. And on this show, really doesn't matter.
It's one of those things where, like, one side is certainly more garbage than the other, but they're both still garbage.
I think that is a matter of view, and I agree with you personally, but half the country would say that you're wrong, and well, no, they'd agree with you, it's just the other side, and that's
yeah, no, my statement is true, no matter
what you do, it's true, and that's the problem. I have people that ask me, and I'm guilty of this too, and like, you see someone from the other side who disagrees with you, and your natural instinct is to tell them, fuck off, fuck you, you're an idiot. That's how I used to be. And to an extent, I still am. But really, what we need is we need to bridge the gap, unite people, and instead of telling them that their view is wrong and then just isolating them, to change their views and teach them and help people grow. But that is such a hard thing to do because most people who are dug in that deep don't want to change and they never will. So what do you do with those people? Do you continue to foolishly try to, you know, show them the light, or do you just round them up and send them off to an island somewhere? Preferably Monster Island. Although don't let the name fool you. It's actually a peninsula. Okay. That's all I got. All right, that's it for me. I'm out of here, guys. I want to thank you for tuning in to my window. I'll be closing this window now and introducing the rest of the panels, literally. That's technical humor. Okay, Lindsay, last week, you and Jesse and Shelby left me and Kaz to die. It was a big prank. And
we were kicked out.
Discord said no.
Also,
and they gave us... No.
I want to say one thing real quick before we get to this. Michaela, I meant to mention this earlier. She said, I will literally argue with my sister about Brendan Urie because I love Brendan and she keeps saying that he is a bad person and stuff, even though all he does is good stuff. One thing that I found out a long time ago about when it comes to celebrities especially is that when people don't like a celebrity, and politicians too, remember Hillary Clinton, the Butcher of Benghazi, when they don't like someone for whatever reason, they will invent things to hate about them. They will become the worst person in the world just because they don't like them. I mean, Britney Spears was part of that. People didn't, you know, mothers didn't like Britney Spears. They didn't like the way she dressed or the way she was dressed. They didn't like the way that she, you know, behaved or the way that she was told to behave. And they called her every name in the book. They demonized her. It still happens today with a lot of musicians, especially young women in the music industry. So don't listen to those people who tell you that Brendan Urie is a bad person. Unless there's something actually wrong that they've done. Like, I don't know. Let me think of a musician that did something bad that I can no longer listen to or support. Just off the top of my head, I'm going to say the lead singer of the Lost Prophets. And that's why that's why I don't listen to Lost Prophets anymore. I'm not even going to tell you what he did. Go look it up for yourself. It's awful. I can't support them anymore, which is sad because I really like their music. But anyway, fuck those people. Okay, with that, Lindsay, remind us of what last week's topic was.
Well, we were going over...
Chris Brown is a garbage person, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Last one, go ahead.
You good?
I'm good.
Can I finish my sentence?
Well, because Chris Brown literally beat Rihanna's face in, and immediately after beating Rihanna's face in... people still supported him and they still support him. And like Jesse, you talked
defending him.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, like you mentioned a couple weeks ago when we talked about it, he has done nothing to earn redemption, but people forgave him just on principle.
He went to anger management and somehow he got Rihanna to publicly forgive him. And like, that's it. like, and it's one of those things, like, it's still very clearly, like, he still very, very clearly has anger issues and, like, is constantly still getting in trouble for it. But everybody's like, nah, he's a changed man. He's not that guy anymore. It's like, no, yeah, he is.
He's done nothing to show he's not that guy. Fuck, Chris Brown is a fucking prick.
Because it was one of those things, like, I got really sad with, like, because I had heard that he went to anger management. I heard about Rihanna publicly, you know, forgiving him and everything. And then, like, the little Dicky video was released. The Freaky Friday video. And I really, really liked that video. I like that song a lot. It's really good. And I, like, that video made me want to really like Chris Brown. And then I looked into it. And I was like, oh, no, he's still a piece of shit. It's not...
One of my absolute favorite songs of all time, I believe I'm going to get the name right, is The Last Train Home by Lost Prophets and Rooftops by Lost Prophets.
And also a good song.
I had to take both of those off my playlist because it's like I don't watch Chris Benoit wrestling matches anymore because there are certain things that people do that you cannot separate the artist from their actions.
Who? WWE.
Who's Chris Benoit?
Crispin
Wah. All right, Lindsay, we're officially done. Michaela, don't throw any more names out because I can't control my mouth. Facebook will ban me. Lindsay, go ahead.
Okay. We're gonna finish our list of pop figures that we wish they would make that they haven't yet because we didn't get to finish it last week because Discord's a bitch.
And I don't remember my choices or Kaz's choices, so you're gonna have to just watch last week to get those. And now I think Kaz and I are just going to bail out here and go play some Call of Duty. So actually we won't because it's probably not up yet. But since Kaz and I already did our list and I seriously don't remember what they were, we're just going to just got to go back and watch it. But we're going to start. I'll still play roundabout. We're going to start with, as we always start with, right next to me, the lovely young man here, Jesse Kimball.
So it's funny because on my screen, like I am not. Am I even to your left on like the?
Well, no, I'm not. You're to my right on my screen.
I wonder if it's inverted on the Facebook thing.
Oh, no doubt, brother.
On my phone, yeah, on Facebook. Yeah,
it's correct on Facebook. Okay, I was curious.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think the first two I did were some obscure X-Men.
Yes, they were. I don't remember who they were, but they were.
I believe one of them was named Skin.
No. No, that was one of yours.
No, it was not. Unless Skin,
I said it was tire.
One of yours, probably.
Unless Skin was played by Kate Upton, I don't think so.
No, so I also
final for that one.
So I also did some kind of like obscure-ish, like World of Warcraft characters that I would like to see. I say obscure-ish; they're not obscure. Gen Greymane is not obscure.
No,
but I'm surprised there's not a Gen Greymane pop figure.
He's the king of
He's not edgy enough, and he's not a Murloc.
What the hell is the place called? Help. Help.
I will help. I will help.
Send help, please.
Hams.
I call by points, Jesse. Tell me
blanking too. I feel awful about it. The Worgen area.
It is the Worgen area.
Does it start with a B? Does it start with a B?
No. I don't think so.
I honestly, I'm
oh,
bored.
You don't know, like, either? Motherfucker, yeah, passing bored. Judgment over there with your judgy eyes, and you don't even know. I'm looking directly at you.
Yeah, because you're Alliance.
That don't matter. What does that matter? Worgen.
Gilneas.
I knew it.
Gilneas.
I knew it.
Yeah, that is correct.
Judgy motherfucker. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, King Greymane. Like, I joke, but the Worgen are the only reason I like the Alliance at all. And I still remember to this day being really, really upset when they first announced the Worgen as a playable race and they were Alliance.
Yeah, because you guys got
the goblins.
Yes.
I was like, what? Yeah. Why? Like, why? The Worgen hate humans and vice versa in Warcraft lore. They don't get along.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, there's no Torn Paladins also, either in Warcraft lore, but here we are.
And they also hate the Night Elves because the Night Elves are the ones that cursed them in the first place.
Let's see. Can we see that? We can't see this at all, can we? Nope. Okay.
No, Kaz,
all Xbox Live services are up and running, baby.
Oh, nice. But yeah, no, that bothered me. Like, that still bothers me because I love Worgen.
Worgen are cool.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
but I have to play Alliance to play them.
To be fair, the Alliance is cool, man. There's nothing cool about being a troll. There's nothing cool about being an orc.
There's nothing cool about being a human.
You sound like every DARE officer in the 1990s.
Like the dude that goes to Baskin Robbins to get vanilla ice cream.
So, well, he's saying I'm Matt Sin. I'm the kind of guy that goes to Buffalo Wild Wings and gets
Buffalo Wild Wings sauce and order chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Plain. They have to be plain.
Sauce on the side.
Nope.
No sauce just at all.
Plain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, for the first round, it would be plain. The second round would be unsauced.
And then if he gets real fancy, unbreaded.
Oh. Anyway, Justin, go ahead. So Gen Greymane, okay. Yeah. Shelby Chan, what do you got?
Banjo-Kazooie, because as far as I've seen, they just have, like, fan-made pops. Like, I just want a Banjo-Kazooie pop. If I could get, like,
yeah, Keem I don't Jiggy. Think they have.
They don't have one, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen one. I would have probably had every single version they would make.
I'm looking over at my video game pops, because I think I have a ton of them, and yeah, definitely not. Although, I am missing the other Contra character. If anyone out there has an extra Bill Reiser, send it my way.
There are three
There's
people.
There's no Banjo-Kazooie.
People, I didn't think so. People will watch it after the fact, too, Jesse.
There are three people that are fans of Podzilla 1985 that know who that is.
Okay, fine. Do you want me to just flat out say it? Zane Laney, if you have an extra Bill Reiser, send it my way. Let's just put him on Front Street. Okay, so Shelby's first answer is Ratchet and Clank. All right.
Let's fight tonight.
Shelby's about to ninja smoke, and she's going to appear behind you.
Ninja smoke.
It's a Letterkenny reference for some people.
Ah. Lindsay, what do you got?
I am gonna stick with my 80s anime references, and I want Robotech pops. I don't care if they're the characters, I don't care if they're the mechs, I want Robotech pops.
It's honestly kind of shocking to me that there are not currently Robotech pops.
Right? Same. Because Harmony Gold is all about, like, merchandising on their product. It's just they're the only ones that sell it right now as far as that goes, and I'm like, get with Funko, you will sell more stuff, you have a fan base. You have a very loyal fan base at that.
Yeah, they will buy some pops.
Seriously, I'll let me a Rick Hunter and a Roy Foker and Lisa Hayes. I will even freaking buy Min May, even though I hate her.
I like Min May. Also, Maria got that reference, Jesse.
Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. I'm assuming it wasn't any reference I made. So, what does anyone know if there is one of? Wait, does anyone know if there's one of Crash Bandicoot? I don't think there's one of Crash Bandicoot. There's Skylander. Yeah, because I have him.
Yeah.
But no Banjo-Kazooie, unfortunately. All right, back to Jesse.
No. I take that back. There's no Banjo-Kazooie. There is Crash Bandicoot. There's a couple different Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah, there is Crash Bandicoot. We've seen them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few. I just looked it up real quick. So there's Pop, and then there's some of their other, like, figure, like, blind bag figure stuff.
Okay, I don't remember the blind bags.
And a Pez dispenser.
I want everyone that's watching this to see this face and remember it tonight when you go to sleep.
Think of our watchers' nightmares.
Ah, Jesse. Oh, okay. It's Jesse's turn. Jesse, go ahead.
Okay, my next one's going to be another not at all obscure World of Warcraft character that I'm surprised doesn't have a pop. Vol'jin.
The troll?
Yes.
He's the former leader of the Horde, right? Then he died.
Yeah, he's the former Horde war chief.
Yeah, then they gave it to Sylvanas.
Yeah, because he died at the beginning of Legion.
Along with...
Like at the middle of Legion.
No, I think it was at the beginning, because he died when...
Varian
Wrenn died.
Varian Wrenn did, yeah. So, yeah, it, I mean, like, slight spoiler for Shadowlands, but he's kind of back.
Easy. Easy, Chief. I haven't gotten there yet. We just now got to the second area.
Like area two.
All right. So you guys are in Maldraxxus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lindsay
saw, got there, and I'm like, I don't want to fight 30 things right now.
She saw the giant arena, and she was like, no thanks. I'm good.
That actually is probably one of the most fun parts.
I'm going to go back to pet battling now. Okay, bye.
Because it goes super quick because it like pumps up your damage like crazy.
Good job, Cass.
It pumps up our damage. Thank you. Or I'm going to get damaged.
They pump up your damage where you're like one and two shotting things.
Okay.
For that quest. Because
that was getting real annoying in the other area where I'm just getting my butt handed to me.
Maldraxxus is also the longest area to get through. It takes so long. But once you get through that one, like Revendreth and Ardenweald go pretty quick.
Shelby, I meant to say this earlier. You have fantastic looking hair today.
Well, thank you.
It's very wavy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Honestly, it's on the days when I feel like it just doesn't want to listen to me that everyone's like, it looks great. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll go with this.
Speaking of Shelby, it's your turn.
Hey. I'm going to pick a wild pop, too. I'm going to say Bonsamdi, the Loa of Death.
Bonsamdi.
Sorry, I can always say his name wrong. Yeah.
I don't know. I
feel so bad that I don't know these half of these because we don't play
Well, Bonsamdi you'll actually meet in... He was a raid boss for the Alliance in the last expansion.
I raid after we can do it with like three people because it's so low level.
Fair. Yeah, he's the Loa of Death. You'll meet him in this expansion too.
Is he voodoo at all?
I mean, he's a troll, so.
Was it based on the famous voodoo Baron? Is it Baron? I always mispronounce the last name. Samidi? Is that how you say it? You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. You're out of I'm out of my depth on that one for sure.
Kaz, you like the dark arts. Is it Baron? It's what they based Dr. Facilier on.
Who?
Is it Dr. Facilier? No, what is it?
Yeah, Dr. Facilier is his name, but I don't know who they based him on. He's just the voodoo man.
That's I sent to Discord Shadow a picture man? Of Bonsamdi.
Let me see.
Oh, he's cool looking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. So Baron Samdi or Samidi or however is one of the what did you say he is?
One Samdi. Yeah.
Did you say Loa?
Yeah.
All right, he's one of the Loa of Haitian voodoo. He's a Loa of the Dead along with Baron's numerous other incarnations, Baron. Oh, I can't pronounce half these names. One of them's LaCroix.
It's like Papa Legba.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think they're all kind of based on the same thing. And when you said that, I figured it was based on that. Yeah, that's cool. I like that style. That's very, very cool. So that's awesome. Lindsay, back to you.
Work issue.
Oh, I'll stall for a second. Michaela wants to know, could you decorate Shannon as Hulk Hogan? Because that picture gives me Hulk Hogan vibes.
Which picture? The one where you're pointing at things?
I don't think you could have said anything to make Shannon happier. Let's say a picture of him gives you Hulk Hogan vibes.
Rip your shirt off right now, Shannon.
I like this shirt. No. No.
I was seeing if I could get you in the moment to do it.
I did scratch my chest, though. Ow.
Almost looked like he was about to, and then he remembered he had a jacket on.
Also, wanna...
I have to make a phone call. I'm sorry.
Okay. For no reason at all, I want to point out that I shaved my chest and everywhere else.
Why?
I was trying to be funny. I was bored.
When that grows
to
back,
who is it like an inside joke?
What'd you say, Shelby?
I said when that grows back, it's gonna be itchy as hell.
It's not gonna grow back.
He's waxed. That's what happened.
I'm like a turtle shell.
Laser therapy.
I know a guy that got that. Actually, got laser therapy. He got it on his face because he didn't want to have facial hair. And I thought, well, that's just stupid. He said it felt like taking big rubber bands and slapping you in the face over and over with it, like hundreds of times.
There's always a chance that scars too.
Lord knows I don't need
it. It would just look like he had the horrible. Maybe he already had acne scars or something like that. And it's like, yeah, I can't do much worse.
Jesse, you know who it is.
Do I?
Yes, I'm going to put it in the Discord chat so people can't see it.
All right.
And let's move on real quick.
Well, I think it's Lindsay's turn, unfortunately.
It is, so we're just going to skip Lindsay and go to... we'll go to Jesse Kimball again. We'll come back to Lindsay when she gets back.
It's actually very shocking to me. I'm trying to remember what my last one was. I've been trying to remember this whole time.
Greymane.
I already said Greymane.
Well, you said you couldn't remember what your last one was. I'm telling you, it was Greymane.
No. Mm-mm. That wasn't even my last one. My last one was Vol'jin.
Do you not have a list? Are you just making these up as you go?
I had a list. It was deleted.
Not by Discord, just by him.
Yeah, I closed it out. I figured we were done with it.
No, Lindsay wanted to. Oh, hey, look. Hey, look. So there's a question from the crowd. There's a school. I haven't read this yet, so let's see. There's this girl that goes to my school, and she hit her head on the concrete because she slipped on ice, and now she has a concussion, and she blacked out for a good 5 minutes. Okay, that was great.
Is that a question?
Is that a question?
Oh, my.
That's just a very unfortunate event.
It's just a... unless the girl...
I hope they went to the hospital.
Hey, Lindsay, go on with your next one, because Jesse has no idea what he's doing.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember my next one. I'll hopefully get it.
Okay. My next one is, I want a continuation of the Gem and the Holograms line. They only gave us Gem and Pizzazz. I want the rest of the Holograms and the rest of the Misfits.
I want to watch the Gem and the Holograms movie over again.
I will watch it with you again.
Because I think that movie's good. Lindsay didn't like it. Most people didn't like it.
Well,
but I have no experience with Gem and the Holograms beyond Lindsay. So for me, it was perfectly fine. I love the music. I love Aubrey Peoples. I love the ending with the Misfits. Was awesome as hell.
That was the best part of the movie. That's where they should have started the movie.
I thought it was a good movie. But okay, Lindsay, so you want more of Gem.
It is a good... It's a good coming-of-age music film, but it's not a good Gem movie.
You got to grow up sometime.
Yes, but the thing is, she started out as an adult in the show.
Why are you showing us MacGruber, Kaz? Why MacGruber?
MacGruber! That was posted by a damn clown. That was posted by a damn clown.
He's saying it's time to go. It's time to get our war on. All right, Jesse.
Yeah, but yes, I want more Gem.
Shelby, go. I'll think of mine.
Really, Hulk, combat Hulk.
I still can't. No.
All right. Any Harvest Moon pops. Either from the original Harvest Moon line, not the new one, or the new Story of Seasons, because that's now the new Harvest Moon.
I know what that means.
It's a game.
As I said before.
It's a game. Sheep. All right, back to Lindsay. Jesse still needs help. Not Lindsay's frozen.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not frozen.
Okay, am there I? You go. You were for a second. We thought you were bailing on us again, dude.
I'm not. I'm still here. What are you yelling about? I didn't go anywhere. Okay, my last one should be blatantly obvious. Don't shake your head at me like that. That's so mean.
Piplup.
No, I need more Sailor Moon. I need the Sailor Starlights. I need the generals. I need the rest of the villains. They just need to take every single main character and make a pop, because I will buy every single one of them, and so will every other Sailor Moon fan out there.
I want Tuxedo Fatty.
Yes! I will totally buy a Fatty mask pop. You thought I do have about that character.
How could you forget?
I do have a bonus to add to my list from last week.
Okay.
Unless Jesse thought of his so yet.
No, he hasn't. Still.
Okay. So it was one I thought about after that my wife Jane actually reminded me of, because it's a very, very good point. To any fans of Firefly out there, River Tam and Simon Tam. Which freakishly enough. Pops. They do, but they only have like the base crew, like Mal and
Captain Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah, and Kaylee like
an
and them.
Extended group.
Yeah, but they don't have River Tam or Simon Tam, which is like a big part of the story, or Shepherd Book, who is actually one of my favorite characters.
Rest in peace.
I haven't watched it yet.
The actor died.
The actor, dude.
Wait, who is the Glass. Actor? Who was it?
I don't remember the actor's name, but yeah, he's dead.
Ira Glass.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
Or Ron Glass. I'm sorry. Mixed up.
Okay.
But yeah, he passed away shortly after the film ended. The movie version of it. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jesse, back to you.
Dude, I don't remember what my last one was, and I can't. I want to say it was a character from Borderlands. But because they make a Tiny Tina pop, like they make a lot of Borderlands pops, and I remember looking that one up, and I don't remember what it was.
Pick any from the list that I sent you.
Oh shit! I don't even remember what that is now. I'd have to scroll so far.
Family Matters.
I would like more Ghostbusters pops. I would like Ghostbusters pops. I need the Scolari brothers.
There you go. I'll use my last one to wish for Scolari brothers pops for Shannon.
Thank you.
Aw, that's like handing your wish. That's
nice. I have another extra one. I would like the clown from Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Kaz, can you do? Oh wait, actually Maria's watching. Can you give Maria a clown real quick? She hasn't heard it yet.
What? Oh, the clown sound?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kaz is like 15 seconds behind on this video now.
You don't have to see it. You just hear it.
You just hear it.
Y'all can't hear that?
No, we can.
No, I'm still waiting.
I don't know how much louder I can get. Hold on.
I don't know what I'm listening for.
I think it's because the air is going in, and I hold on. Let's see if I can do this on the reverse. It's a difficult sound in the first place.
Yeah, Discord is not picking it up at all.
And what's funny is like we can see you making the motion, so you're just sitting there going, and like nothing's happening. Yeah. All right, so we're just gonna have to. You're just gonna have to send me that audio clip, and I'll pipe it into the show somewhere. But
that's gonna have to be.
But for that, I think that's where we're going to end the show tonight. So we're going to come back tomorrow. Everyone got their pops out of the way, right? We popped out?
Yeah, we're good. We popped out.
We caught up.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe I'll have an actual thing next week. I have a very busy week next week.
You didn't have one last week. I came up with that one.
I know.
Yeah.
I gave you credit for it.
Pull back the curtain a little bit. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow, though, with an all-new Horse Thrust right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. We're going to talk more about the Britney Spears thing. We're going to have an all-new cold open. We probably won't have seven people. Jesse, you missed. I almost messaged you and said, hey, you need to jump in, because last week's Horse Time, we had seven people on at the same time. It was me, Kaz.
That was mayhem.
Yeah, me, Kaz, Hunter, Cody, Dalton, Asa, and Tanner all at the same time. And surprisingly, it did not go bad. It was a good episode.
As fun as it was, is there going to be that many again?
No. No, and Tanner said that he was like, so we all are doing this again next Friday. And I'm like, well, if we keep doing that every week, then it's not special. See, the fact that everybody joined in once made it special. Okay. And I almost suggested, I was like, dude, get in here. We could have literally like almost the entire cast in one episode. Thanks to Discord, we could actually do that sometime. We could get the whole cast on here for something.
It's true, because like the last time we tried to get a shitload of people on, it got real complicated real quick. That included soundboards and shit. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the booster thing, see if that changes anything. I'm going to set up the booster for tomorrow's Horse Time and see if that changes our quality Nitro Boost.
Nitro Boost style. Tomorrow, you heard it right here. Tomorrow night, #NitroHorse Nitro Horse. Right here on the
Nitro Horse.
Right here on Horse Time on the Podzilla 1985 Network. That's going to do it for us tonight, guys. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to us here on Podzilla1985.com, or if you're one of the lucky people.
Thank you.
You good? You okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm back.
Or if you're one of the lucky people that join us weekly on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in. Tomorrow, Horse Time. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Use common sense. Respect each other. We're all people. We're out of here. And Lindsay, take us out. Nope, we couldn't hear it. Say it again.
Did not pick her up.
Hey.
Nope, no one
can ever hear me because this stupid thing keeps trying to disconnect me and it makes me sad. So bye.